What's up, everyone? All right, so just like the start of January, I'm starting February with a red day. Two red days in a row. That means Friday, I need to get super focused on just being disciplined. I had three trades today that I was up on all of them, but I didn't sell because we've been in this market where we keep seeing really big moves. So selling for 15 cents hasn't been worth it. It's been better to hold for a 30 or 40 cent winner. But today, I would have been better off taking profit on all of them at 10 cents because they ended up turning into losers. So Friday, I'm hoping we can finish the week with a couple good trades, start to rebuild confidence a little bit, get a couple 10, 15 cent winners, and then, you know what, if we see stocks that are really sustaining their levels and they pull back and then they continue for a second leg up, that's when I'll start being aggressive. Today, we kept seeing stocks pop up and come right back down. So if I jumped in thinking they'd continue, it just wasn't happening. So we're gonna break it down in today's midday market recap. And as always, if you guys have questions, put them in the comments below. I'll come back and answer them later. All right, so we're gonna do a little midday market recap, go over the trades from today. So as you can see here, today is a second in a row red day recap, which is never how I like to start a month, but it is what it is. So starting here down $7,381 for the first day of February. Not that much different from the first day of January, starting in the red. And of course, I was able to make my way back out of the red and finish the month of January with $117,000 profit. So that's all good, but today is definitely a little bit disappointing. So what's probably most frustrating is I'm red on the three stocks I traded. So it's just basically zero for zero. And that type of accuracy can definitely get a little bit frustrating. It's one of the things I talk about is how nice it is to get on a hot streak, because when you start trading at 70, 75% accuracy, you start to gain a lot of confidence. When you're trading at today, I took four trades and I only made money on one of them. So my accuracy is 25%. It can start to get a little bit frustrating at a certain point, like this is getting, you know, ridiculous. My accuracy is really poor. So let's look at the trades from this morning. Very first trade was on DCIX. This was a gap and go setup. It was a lot like Cone yesterday, and I was a little nervous about it because it was opening on this big, the last candle pre-market was a big red candle. And so I got in this for the break over, anticipating a break over the half dollar, long at 350. It pops up and taps 369. You know, that is $1,900 profit with 10,000 shares. I didn't take the profit. I held it, and it ended up coming back down here, and I stopped out on the third or second candle of the day at 339 and 340 for a $1,700 loss. So very first trade, 2 minutes into the day, I'm red $1,700. This did not hold the gains at all. You can see it just rolled over. So a bad start to the day. OPGN was also on our gap scanner this morning, and look at what happened. It opened and just tanked and didn't look back. So this one we didn't take a trade on. BURG was called out in the chat room at 410. I thought it looked interesting, so I jumped in it. I got a little slippage and got filled at 420. It popped up to a high of 450. I had an order ready to add at the half dollar, and then it came, look at this. It dropped all the way back down to 357. That's a very nasty move. I mean, it squeezed up 40 cents and then dropped a dollar. So this was disappointing, and that got me for a good $4,600 loss and put me down $6,500 on the day. That was the one that got me pretty good. You know, I got a little slippage on my entry, getting a 420 average. Again, I was up about $3,000 on the ask, and I was prepared to add for a break over 450. Target was that we would maybe get up towards $5. 514 was the daily resistance, and traders just didn't seem interested in this. We didn't get follow through. We didn't even get a proper 1 minute pullback before it rolled over hard. So at that point, I was very much red on the day. Last trade, I say if I had three losses in a row, I'm done. So that was my second loss, third trade was BSPM. I got in this at 43 with 10,000 shares. It spiked up to a high of 75. Again, that's about $3,000 profit. I ended up selling it as it came back down for $1,500 profit. So that put me down about $4,800 on the day. I recovered some of the loss. And then I got back in right here at 55 and 56. Let's see, 53, 49, and whatever, 55, 58. It popped up to a high of 70. I wanted to see it break over high of day. Back of my mind, target was $4, and it rejected that. I stopped out on this candles. It dropped down, stopping out at 33. And so I gave back the 1500 I made, and then I'm, you know, another 1000 on top of it. So puts me red on the three stocks I traded today. And, you know, that's a little bit frustrating. Not even as, and I didn't take any trades in the IRA, so that's good. But more than the dollar amount that's frustrating, it's more the just kind of annoyance that we weren't seeing good follow through today. That three out of my four trades just kind of got slammed right back down. So we saw, I mean, a lot of these stocks, you can see here, highest volume of the day is red candles. BURG, highest volume of the day is on red candles. Let's see, what was a couple others? OHGI popped up. OHGI, this one popped up, got slammed back down. I didn't take any trades on it. KTOV had news, popped up, came all the way back down. OXBR popped up, came all the way back down. So this is the type of trading that we saw today, unfortunately. Definitely not an easy day in the market. A day that I'm giving back a little bit of profit. And, you know, at the same time, it's just reminding myself to take a breath. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's a little bit of a drawdown, but relatively speaking, it's not that, it's really not that big of a deal. It's a pretty small amount, the $7,000. You know, I'm still green on the week. This gives back, let's see, on Monday, or was it, yeah, Tuesday, I made 13 grand. So these last two red days, in the last 3 days, I'm still net positive by like $1,200. I'm still up like $10,000 on the week. So put it in perspective. It's, yeah, these are big numbers because I trade with big size, but it's really not that big of a deal. I will bounce back. And whether it's tomorrow or it's next week, I will definitely bounce back and I will get myself back into the green and we'll end up having you know, some really, I'm sure, great days of trading come next week. So, yeah, today's just a little bit disappointing, mostly that the accuracy wasn't there. And I don't know, we just didn't see as much momentum in the market today. Not a lot of follow through. So, you know, we saw initial spikes, but then they came right back down. We didn't see follow through where they continued into a secondary move. BSPM was the one, the closest to doing that on this first candle to make a new high here. But even then, it couldn't break over the highs, and so it rolled over. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at here for today. I'm done trading now. I wouldn't keep trading. So throwing in the towel, and I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. Hopefully we see some good opportunities. We can finish up the week on a green note, take a couple decent trades, and just go into the weekend feeling good and, you know, put a little distance between me and the red days. So that's about it for me today. I will see you guys back here tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., 9:15 for pre-market analysis, and hopefully we have a good watch list that will help us find a couple trades to finish the week strong. So yeah, and LTBR, that was another one right out of the gates. We're just not seeing good follow through. Almost all of the gappers ended up fading today. So just the type of market we were in today, and a little bit of a momentary pause, but, you know, we really, I need to be a little quicker, maybe to pull back on my share size so I don't give back too much profit during a choppy market. I think I gave back a little more today than I needed to. BURG was tough because I really wasn't expecting it to go from 457 all the way down to, you know, 374. I just didn't expect that type of drop. So now that we're starting to see that, it is going to force me to be a little bit more careful. And it's no different than a short seller who's like, whoa, I wasn't expecting to see a stock, you know, all of a sudden squeeze up 150%. And it catches you off guard and it can create a loss. So same way for me, just in opposite direction. I'm not expecting to see these level of, pullback. So if this is going to become a regular thing, I definitely need to make an adjustment and scale back. But, you know, if it's just a couple of slow days, choppy days, and things get back to normal, then that'll be fine. So the most important thing really will be seeing stocks make the second leg up. So you get the first spike, whatever. Second leg up is what we want to see, continuation. Once we start seeing good continuation again, that's when I'm going to feel more confident jumping in on the first leg and then adding on the second move. Right now, jumping in on the first leg, today is just kind of crushing me because there's no second leg and the first leg immediately gets retraced. And so, boom, I'm right into the red. So second leg up, that's what we're looking for. In a strong market, yeah, it's okay to jump in really quick on the first spike, knowing that pullback will probably get bought up and you will have a second move. But probably tomorrow, I should just wait for buying the second leg, which on BSPM would mean I wouldn't have taken the first trade. I would have just gotten in here on the second trade. And my average, I was averaged at 356. So I was in a little too high. I probably should have just tried to buy a little faster. But again, this was below the VWAP, which is not usually where I want to be a buyer. So that was kind of I wasn't really sure it was going to work until it broke over the half dollar. But in any case, first pullback is probably the spot to watch for tomorrow. All right, so that's the game plan. I always feel better when I put together a little bit of game plan. Having a loss is a bummer, but what's the solution? What's the game plan? How are we going to fix this? And tomorrow, focused on buying the first pullback rather than getting in on the initial spike. So that's the game plan tomorrow. Stock hits the high day Momo scanner. That's great. Let it pull back. Wait for that first pullback, and then boom, jump in. We see a good second leg up. That's when I'll start being more aggressive. Second leg, third leg, continuation. If it continues to be, choppy, then I'm going to, I'm just going to play it safe and go easy. All right. So that's it for me. And I'll see all of you back here first thing tomorrow morning for pre-market analysis around 9 a.m.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.